Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
It's hard to believe just a month ago, the Charlotte area was still gearing up for all the usual springtime events like college commencements, spring break, opening day for baseball games. For most of us, life was summed up in three words: business as usual. But now, we're living in an entirely different world with a new three-word mantra: stay at home. We've received hundreds of questions about stay-at-home orders, and today on the podcast, we're answering as many of your questions as possible. That's all just ahead. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Nick Delacanal, and today's podcast is brought to you by the words stay at home. We've been hearing that phrase a lot lately, not just from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but also from North Carolina's governor, who's issued a statewide stay-at-home order last month, just a few days after Mecklenburg County put its residents under a similar order. Well, we're only a little more than a week in under this order, and people still have lots of questions. Obviously, we've never been under anything like this before. So today on the podcast, we're going to try to break it down and look at everything you can and can't do under the orders and what might happen if people don't obey them. And to help me out, I'm joined by WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. She is joining us remotely. Claire, how are you and where are you?
Hi, Nick. This time I am on the floor of my closet with a blanket over my head. I had to relocate from my sofa studio because of the there's some loud construction outside. I'm good.
Okay, good. I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're cozy. And just before we start, a brief disclaimer here. General knowledge about the virus and the disease it causes, COVID-19, is still evolving. And the same holds true for the government's response. Also, we are recording this at 5 o'clock on Friday, April 3rd, so things are always changing. So you can either tune in to WFAE or go to WFAE.org for the latest. With that said, Claire, let's look at some of these listener questions.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with the basics. First, why do we have a stay-at-home order?
Yeah, so stay-at-home is a stricter form of social distancing. The purpose of the stay-at-home order is to keep people from leaving their homes for activities or for work that are considered non-essential. So the idea is if fewer people are out in public, the coronavirus will be less likely to spread quickly from person to person, which will keep large groups of people from getting sick at the same time and overwhelming hospitals. So that's what it means to flatten the curve. If you live in Mecklenburg County, as I know you do, Nick, mm-hmm. You're technically under two stay-at-home orders right now because the Mecklenburg County order took effect March 26th before the governor's statewide order took effect March 30th.
Okay, so yeah, I'm under two orders. What's the difference between those two?
So the two orders are super similar, although the county order lasts until April 16th and the state order lasts until April 29th, which is around the time that the coronavirus is set to peak in North Carolina based on a model by the University of Washington. So the Mecklenburg County order is a little stricter. Mecklenburg residents have more rules to follow.
So under both of these orders, we know people are supposed to stay home except for what officials call essential work. Can you explain that? What is considered essential?
Right. So Mecklenburg County says essential activities include those that are for health and safety, to get necessary supplies and services, for outdoor activities, for work for essential businesses, and to take care of others. There's a pretty long list of essential businesses, but a few examples are grocery stores, places that provide health care, and pharmacies. And you can see that full list of essential businesses on the county website and on WFAE.org.
Okay, and we also have lots of listeners who are in South Carolina, and that state closed some things this week too, right?
Yeah, on Tuesday, South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declared that all so-called non-essential businesses had to close.
And what is South Carolina considering as non-essential?
So according to the order, which lasts for about 2 weeks, non-essential businesses are entertainment venues, athletic facilities, and close contact service providers. So some examples that would fall into that category are gyms, spas, hair salons, theaters, museums, and performing arts centers. And we'll link to the full South Carolina order on WFAE also.
Okay, good. So I think we've kind of covered some of the nuts and bolts here, but now I really want to just drill down on some of the specifics. Claire, I have got 15 listener questions here on a range of specific activities, and we want to know if they're okay or not. And we're going to do this lightning round style, try to get through all of them. So are you ready?
I am ready. I wish I had my game show buzzer.
We should have gotten one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's start with Sandy. She asks, can home improvement stores like Lowe's or Home Depot stay open?
Yes. Hardware stores can remain open in both North and South Carolina.
Okay, from Charles and Hannah, can realtors still show houses for sale, and can you still sell or buy a home?
You can sell or buy, but in Mecklenburg County, you have to have vested money in the property to tour it in person. Otherwise, you have to do as much as you can virtually.
Okay, can furniture stores stay open? That's from Garfield.
They can in South Carolina, but not in North Carolina, unless they sell hardware. And then they might be able to stay open because hardware stores are still technically considered essential.
How about churches? That's from Randy and Carl.
Faith-based organizations may remain open for pastoral care, counseling, and funerals, not to mention to live stream services on site. Of course, you have to use social distancing procedures.
Mm-hmm. How about vets and animal hospitals? That question's from Angela.
They're considered essential in the county if your pet is sick or if their shots are about to expire, according to a couple of vets' offices I called.
On that topic, what about pet supply stores?
Yes. Under Mecklenburg County's order, businesses that provide food and shelter for animals are considered essential.
Okay, this was interesting. What about a massage therapist who's the only worker in her office? That's a question from Michael.
So under the orders in both North and South Carolina, the massage therapist has to close down. So the issue with businesses like salons and massage therapists is that it's impossible for those workers to maintain that recommended social distance of 6 feet from their clients.
Erica and Cindy say they own cleaning services. Can they still operate?
Under the Mecklenburg County and North Carolina state orders, the essential category does include cleaning, laundry, and janitorial services, so they should still be able to operate.
Nicole and Carol are asking about car dealerships.
Yeah, so at first, the county said car sales were completely prohibited, but they've walked that back, so you can visit the dealership and buy a car, but by appointment only.
And on the topic of cars, can you still visit the car wash? That's from Karen.
The drive-through kind is okay, and Auto Bell has been declared an essential business because they sell cleaning supplies. So all their locations in Charlotte were open as of this recording.
Okay, we got 5 questions left. 3 listeners sent in questions about construction jobs and landscaping.
So construction and landscaping are both considered critical trades under North Carolina's stay-at-home order, and they're not among the closed businesses in South Carolina.
Okay, another listener asked if yard waste is still getting picked up?
Nope, that's been suspended through April 23rd.
Okay, Joshua is asking about liquor stores and if employees there are safe.
ABC stores are still open, but are supposed to be following strict social distancing rules. Actually, fun fact, ABC stores have reportedly seen a nearly 30% jump in sales compared to a year ago.
Yeah, the lines have been very long as well. Okay, Latasha says her son works for DoorDash. Can he still work? And more broadly, can individuals still receive and pick up food and groceries?
Yes, picking up food and groceries is still allowed, and so are deliveries.
Listeners like Donna, Lily, and Clyde are asking if they're able to travel outside the city or the state to see family and friends.
The stay-at-home order does allow travel to take care of others and to transport family members, but if there's no urgent need and if it goes against the suggestions for social distancing, you should try not to visit friends and family in person. But Zoom and Skype are wonderful tools.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's all of our questions, at least for now. We do still have some more questions, but we have to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to answer some more questions like, can you go to a park or hop on a boat for recreation? And how is the CMPD handling reports of non-essential work or travel? I will answer those questions and some more right after this short break. Stay tuned. Hey, folks, today's podcast was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you to the listeners who submitted their questions on wfae.org/FAQCity. And thank you to the listeners who made a contribution to WFAE to support breaking news and in-depth reporting. If you learned something from today's episode and want to support it, share the link on social media or give this podcast a rating and review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the podcast even further, become a member of WFAE with a donation of any amount. just hit the red donate button on WFAE.org. And thanks. Hey, we're back. I'm Nick Delacanal here with WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. We're answering your questions about the stay-at-home orders that North Carolina and Mecklenburg County are under. Now, Claire, some listeners are wondering if they should really even be going outside for recreation during these stay-at-home orders.
Yeah, so I totally understand where those question askers are coming from. Studies show that spending time outdoors can lead to significant benefits like reducing anxiety, boosting mental health, staying in shape, getting that vitamin D, and so on. But in light of this outbreak, you need to recreate responsibly. So ask yourself, am I coming into contact with surfaces that can hold and transfer the virus? Does my recreation bring me in closer contact with vulnerable populations? Will I potentially be within 6 feet of people who are not a part of my household? So if you answered yes to any of those questions, then you should look into another form of recreation.
So for listeners like Jenny and Grant, who wrote in with some questions about boating, is there any information that they should know?
So as long as they practice social distancing, they can take their boat out on the water.
And for parks and pickup games?
You can go to parks to walk, run, hike, bike, and just get out of the house. But you cannot go to the park to use the playground equipment. You can also not play a shared sport like basketball or tennis or use shared surfaces. You can play on golf courses as long as they remain open. But something to keep in mind is that in the past week, parks have started zip tying or locking down their equipment to prevent folks from playing on them. So act responsibly.
And speaking of responsibility, one of the big questions right now is how local and state authorities are enforcing this stay-at-home order. What have we heard about enforcement?
Yeah, CMPD has the authority to issue citations or misdemeanor arrests to people who are not abiding by the stay-at-home order. With that said, CMPD has said that their efforts will focus on voluntary compliance, and they're not proactively stopping motorists or asking people about the essential status of what they're doing.
I wanted to bring up this question from our listeners, Manuel and Kiri, who mentioned that they work in Mecklenburg County, but they live elsewhere or vice versa. So how does this order affect them?
So if you work in Mecklenburg County, then your business or the company that you work for has to comply with the guidance outlined in the stay-at-home order. You are allowed to travel through the county and conduct essential activities and then return home.
And a listener named Dave asks if there's a number to call to report a violation of the stay-at-home order.
The city of Charlotte recommends calling 311 or registering complaints on the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department's website. You should not call 911 to report those violations. We need to save 911 for real emergencies.
Okay, finally, Claire, I want to end with the question that I think is at the front of everyone's mind right now. And someone did write this in, simply, when will all of this end?
Oh, man, I wish I knew that. So North Carolina's stay-at-home order is set to end April 29th, but that could, of course, be extended. And no one really knows how long the coronavirus will hang around, so we'll just have to wait and see.
Okay, well, that was WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. Claire, thanks so much for the insight.
Thank you. Happy to help.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for your questions. If you have more questions about the coronavirus or anything else related to Charlotte, you can share it with us at WFAE.org. We are continuing to report on how the virus is affecting the Charlotte area, and your questions and story ideas keep us going. You can also keep up with all of our coverage on air or at WFAE.org. If you're a curious person and you want to hear more FAQ City stories, both upcoming and from the archives, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. That's all for this week of FAQ City. Until next time, take care and stay safe. I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.